So no matter how long we have been a Christian, the secret to growing in Christ Jesus is being able to find our path, our way in which the Lord will lead and guide us through this life. See, once we're on the path the Lord has called us into, we can't spend our time turning left and right. We can't spend our time turning from the path the Lord is leading us to walk on. Many think being a Christian is about us forgoing a path for ourselves, more so than asking the Lord to lead us. And anyone who has spent some time with the Lord knows this is about the path God has created. This is about the life God wants us to live. It's about the journey God wants to take us on to serve Him. And if we forge our own path, then we'll not be on the path God intended for us to travel. Any path created or forged by us can never lead us to the kingdom of God. Our path can't lead us to a life of peace and joy. Only God's path for our lives can do this. So let us review following our path today. See, we have to seek the path God has designed for us. We see this in the life of John the Baptist. God created a path, a purpose for his life. He was to be a prophet to prepare the way for Christ Jesus. His path was blessed by God so he could help shine light in darkness and guide God's people onto a path of peace. And we must seek God's path for ourselves. We have to be careful. We find our way into the path God has called us onto. The devil knows that this has occurred. The Word of God teaches us that when we hear the word of God, and then when we enter into the path God has called us, then the devil comes and tries to take the word of God from our heart so we won't believe and be saved. We have to be careful about the path we're seeking with God. He said that this path, if we forge it ourselves, will be a rocky path. And when we seek this path, we receive the word of God with joy, but we won't allow it to take root in us. See, those who seek this path will fall away during the time of testing. It's a rocky path if we choose it ourselves. There is a path we can seek there, but we're surrounded by thorns. Everything we get into seems to just be a trouble for us. See, if we seek this path, we'll find God will fill our life with worries of this world. And see, it'll start choking out that which has been poured in us. See, life worries and riches and pleasure with thorns in our side. It'll keep us from growing and maturing in the Lord. So we got to be careful about the path we seek. There's a path where the soul is good for our feet. When we find our way onto this path, it produces a noble and good heart in us. On this path, we'll not only hear God's word, we'll retain it, and through perseverance, we'll produce good fruit in us because we sought the right path God created for us, and we'll be able to do His will. We got to be careful about the path that we're choosing for our lives. See, we could total waste our time if we think we can develop our own path, and God will bless it. God is the one who created a man and a woman to make a nation. God is the one who determines set times and exact places for you and I to be in our lives. See, God does this so His people will seek Him and reach out to Him and find their path with Him. We have to seek the path God created for us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. We must seek God's path and not our own. God is watching, looking to see which path you and I would decide to take. And depending on the path we seek, He's going to give to each person according to what they have done, to the choices we have made. The Lord says to those who are persistent in seeking the path God created for their lives, they will produce great honor and glory and immortality and eternal life. But for those who seek a path that is self-seeking, rejecting God's truth, who follow a path of evil, there will be God's wrath and anger. We got to be careful about the path we choose for our lives. God created a path for each one of us that leads into eternal life. He did this because of his great love and mercy, thus allowing those who are not seeking him to still be able to find a path to the Lord and the loving God has created for them. Go with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 20 to 21. I don't know about you, but I've taken some wrong path in seeking God in my life. But thanks be to God, he kept extending his hand so I could find the path that he created for me, where I can experience his love and glory in my life. And he does it for all of us. We just got to be careful about choosing the path God created and not our own path. Romans chapter 10, verses 20 and 21 says, and Isaiah boldly said, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he said, all day long I held out my hands to an obstinate, disobedient people. There is a path that you and I should seek that allows us to experience the Lord. It remains today because of Christ Jesus, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That path is still available for you and I. But we're warned that if we get carried away by all kinds of strange teachings, that it can lead us off the path that God created us to be on, it, and it won't sustain us. We won't stay on the path. But if we find ourselves on the wrong path, we must turn from evil and do good. We must seek peace and pursue it, so the Lord's eyes will be on us and be attentive to our prayers, so we can be led onto the path that God created for us, so we can be saved. Because we know there will be false prophets and teachers whose purpose is to mislead us about finding our way, finding our path that leads us to God's kingdom. We have to be careful. We're seeking a right path with God. But these false teachers will introduce lies that will make us actually deny God's path and desire a path that will produce shameful ways in us and distort God's truth. While teaching us how to walk on these false paths and seeking God, they would also extort us by using false stories so that we believe what they're talking about and follow their way. We have to be careful about seeking our own path. It's quite easy for us to become misled, to find ourselves on the wrong path while we call ourselves seeking God. We're going to ask ourselves a few questions to see if we're on the right path with God. Do we continue to commit adultery? Do we believe that we can continue in sin? Have we continued to operate in greed? See, if you and I continue to do such things, then we can be assured that we have left the straight way and wandered off the path that God created for. So we have to be careful about seeking our own path. God's word teaches us that it would be better for us to not have known this way, to know the path that leads to righteousness, and have known it and turn our backs on the path God created for us, that God led us to. To turn our back on his commandments and ways that are meant to lead us onto the path that God has created and to God's throne. See, if we're earnest and honest and really seek the path God created for us to be on, we don't have to be afraid. We can trust that just like God gave Daniel comfort, the Lord will comfort us. If we desire to find our path with God, we can gain understanding in the Lord. Then we must humble ourselves so our words are heard. The Lord then will respond to us. Sometime for the Lord to answer our prayers, He blocks us from walking on the wrong path, even though we think we're doing the right thing. See, the Lord used a donkey to block the path of Balaam. Even though Balaam kept beating the donkey to continue to on the wrong path, the Lord would lead us to guide us in the right way. So the Lord had to get Balaam to attention to block his progress because it was not pleasing to God. See, sometimes God is the one blocking our path because we're walking on the wrong path and seeking him. We're not doing God's will. Sometimes the one blocking our path, when things don't go our way, we start questioning God. When the things that God is allowing us to do will bring us into judgment. It would be like a thick veil covering us. I think it would be blocked because we're trying to walk on the path that we think God has us, but God is trying to warn us that we're on the wrong path. Go with me to Job chapter 22, verses 13 to 17. Are you walking on the right path with God? Do we spend our time questioning God, denying his correction as God is trying to get us off of this path that we've chosen for ourselves and get us on the path that God has chosen? He's trying to correct our walk, but you and I got to pay attention. We can't resist what God is doing in our lives. Job chapter 22, verses 13 and 17 says, "And yet you say, what does God know? Does he judge through darkness? Thick clouds veil him, so he does not see us as he does and goes about in the vaulted heavens." See, when you keep to the old path that the evil man tore, so they were carried off before their time. Their foundation was washed away by a flood. But they say to God, "Leave us alone. What can the Almighty do to us?" See, we need to have a heart like Job, who said, "Let the Lord weigh me. That if my steps have turned from the path I've been called, if my heart has been misled, if my eyes have been misled, if my hands have been defiled, may others eat what I have sown." See, when others try to block our path from faithfully serving the Lord, we have to ask the Lord to protect us, to not allow them to trap our feet. When they dig a pit in our path, Lord, let them be the ones who fall into the pit. For Lord, we exalt you. Let your glory shine on the path that you created for our feet. So we can block our own path as we seek to serve the Lord. We could refuse to pay attention to the Lord. We could turn our backs on God and stop our ears up. See, we could stop ourselves from growing. We can stop the Spirit of the Lord from being effective in our lives as we walk on this path created for ourselves. So we walk on the path of righteousness. We can't be the one being a stumbling block to others' faith, accomplishing what God has called us to do. Then the path that we walk on cannot be one that it can be discredited by God or by anyone else. We cannot be a roadblock, but rather we need to commend ourselves in every way with great endurance. And even during tough times and hardship and distress, we still need to stay on this path. We cannot be a stumbling block that misleads God's people and those who are seeking the righteous path that God has called them onto. We find a brother and sister who's wandered off the path of truth. We should do everything we can to help bring them back and not be a stumbling block to them. Whatever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save the person from death and cover up a multitude of sin. That's God's word, and it's a requirement for us who's walking on the right path with God. When you and I start walking on the path that God created, carrying out the plan God has for our lives, then we can be confident that the Lord will give us a shield of victory. The Lord will stoop down and make us great, God's word teaches us. The Lord will broaden the path beneath our feet so our ankles don't turn. When we walk on the path that God has created for our lives, then he will lead and guide us as he did with the Israelites, being a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night. So we can always see the path that God created. When we're walking on the path God created for us, his Spirit will be there to instruct us. The Lord will hold nothing from us. When you and I faithfully walk on the path that God created and follow in Christ Jesus on this path, our lives will be saved. That's when our heart will be glad. That's when our tongue will rejoice. That's when our body will rest for sure. That's when we know God will never abandon us. He will never forsake us. That's when we know our lives will be filled with joy and happiness. Go with me to Psalms chapter 16, verses 9 through 11. See, we have to know the path we're walking on leads us to the kingdom of God. that it was created by God. That, so there, that we can receive the joy and the peace that God has for our lives. We have to be on the right path, following Christ Jesus. He's the only one to know the way. You and I must be able to see the Lord in front of us. Psalms chapter 16, verses 9 and 11 says, therefore let my heart be glad and my tongue rejoice. My body also will rest secure, because you have not abandoned me to the grave, nor have you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and eternal pleasure at your right hand. We have to find our way onto the path God has for our life. And it does not matter who our human father and mother was and whether they forsaked us. Because now we know we're being received by God. Because it was the Lord who taught us to walk on a straight path with him, one that is pleasing to him. No matter what happens to us in this life, our walk must demonstrate to God that everything we do, that we have not forgotten God's word and ways. We walk by faith, not turning back, not letting our feet stray from God's path. We walk truthfully with perseverance so we obtain the prize which God has called us on to. Who created the path of life you're walking? See, if we created it, let us be clear that it will never contain the things that God has for us. Though it may be good to us sometime, we won't be experiencing what God has for us. It may even produce temporary happiness, but the path we created for ourselves will never produce the joy and the happiness God is offering us. The path God created allows us to have peace. It allows our bodies to be at rest. We don't have to worry anymore. We don't have to be afraid. See, the path that God created will not only provide everything we need, it would affect others. Many will see and desire to walk on the path that God created because they can see the joy and happiness in our lives. And we can be an example of God's work in our lives. And if you and I just stay to the path that God's called us to. Glory to God. God's path for our lives have to be revealed. It has to be shown to us because only God knows it. Only Christ Jesus can reveal it. Praise the Lord. Christ is the revealing life in our life. And we must follow the Lord so he can lead our feet to the path that God created for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, when we look to create our own path and we ask you to bless it, we got to be assured this is not God's will. This is not God's way. This is not God's path for our life. He desires for us to come to know his ways, to desire his path, to be on his plan for our lives. It'll only come by us following you, Jesus. We can't find God's path on our own. We need you, Jesus, to show us the path, Lord. Show us the path to understanding, Lord Jesus. Show us the path of peace. Show us the path where all healing occurs in our body. Show us the path where our families can live in peace and love together and be the kind of family God wanted us to be. Lord, show us the path that gives us understanding and the knowledge of God in our lives. Lord, show us the path where the things we do pleases you and the Father. Show us the path, God, where others will be touched by the work we do. Show us the path where we won't be greedy, but on that path, we'll share everything we have. God, show us the path to righteousness. Show us the path, God, to faith in it. Show us the path, God, to truth in it. Show us the path where everything we do, God, will be glorified by your name. Show us the path, Lord Jesus. Let us not be out here trying to create on our own path and declaring that God is blessing it. Let us call on the name of Jesus who will lead us into the path and the plans that God created for our lives. We can't come up with it. We don't know the way. We must call and believe and trust in Jesus. He's the only one that can lead us to this path God created for our lives. He's the only one that can reveal the plans for our lives that God has, that he talked to Jeremiah about, that you and I can walk on a path and feel the peace and love of God in our lives, and those around us will see it, and they will ask us, why do you feel so happy when it seems things are so bad in your life? And you will talk to them about how you was led on to the path of glory, led on to the path of peace, led on the path of joy with God, because you know who God is, and God is shining right before in your path. Lord, only you have the power, the authority, and the knowledge to show us the way. You, Lord, is the only one who can set our feet on solid ground to shine a light in darkness and give us a path so we walk out of darkness into the light of God. You're the only one that can create a way for us to provide a path for our feet, to provide a path for our children's feet, to provide a path for our spouses. You're the only one, Lord. Let us seek the path God created. Let us find our path and stay on it. Not turning to the left or right, not shrinking back, but let us walk boldly in God, on the path that God created for our life, that it would be all glory would go to God. We must find our way with God. We must find our path and stay on it. Stick to it. Don't distort it. Don't try to turn it into something that you want, but let God be a revealing light in all the days of your life and stay on the path that leads to God's kingdom. May God bless you and guide you today. In Jesus' name, amen.